For the FM 89 News Impact of War series, I'm Malcolm Glover. When soldiers return home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, many of them want an advocate to help them navigate the difficult terrain of government agencies and private programs that offer the services they desperately need.
A regular day, for me, there really is no such thing. It's amazing. Hold on a second. Hey, Austin. Good, how are you? What's going on?
The telephone constantly rings in a small room that serves as office space for the Wounded Warrior program at Fort Roots VA Hospital in North Little Rock.
If I get you that form today, can you fax it back to me? My name is David Farnsworth, and I'm an advocate with the United States Army Wounded Warrior Program. I provide personalized support to severely wounded, injured, and ill soldiers and their families from the global war on terrorism. Until you've actually seen the real scars of war, you have no idea. Until you're face-to-face with that and you see the life-altering effects of those injuries. It's not just something that happens, bam, you're injured, and you recover and you recuperate and you go on with your life. Your life is on a completely different track than it was before you were injured, before you were wounded.
Farnsworth is no stranger to military service. He was in the Army, the Arkansas National Guard, and was a part of the first Gulf War. He says his understanding of military culture and his compassion for veterans keeps him on the front lines fighting for what they need.
There are so many different programs and so many different opportunities and organizations available to help. A lot of times one person can't know all the things that are out there, and that's my main function, to steer them in the right direction, to make sure that they get all the benefits.
Posted on a wall in Farnsworth's office is a large map of Arkansas, decorated with a constellation of red, white, and blue pushpins that crisscross the state and tell a deeper story.
I notice on this map you have pins in different areas of Arkansas.
Everybody in the Army Wounded Warrior Program is either retired, medically retired, or expected to be medically retired. Each pin is where a soldier and their family lives. That's on my caseload. The white pins are National Guard. Red pins are active duty. They were active duty when they were injured or wounded. The white, National Guard, when they were injured or wounded, and then the blue is reserve. Most of the concentration is where Arkansas National Guard units are concentrated, central, northwest, and northeast part of the state.
One of those pushpins represents the Hill family in Benton.
The Wounded Warrior Program done a whole lot for me. As a matter of fact, David is usually my advocate, my counselor.
Kenny Hill is a retired Army Staff Sergeant, a disabled veteran, and a Purple Heart recipient. Hill served in Desert Storm, Desert Shield, and Operation Iraqi Freedom.
We have like meetings probably once every 3 months, you know, going from different VA facilities. Like here, the one in Fayetteville. I think the next one is up there in Jonesboro. It's just so where wounded warriors get to meet each other. We get to hear their stories as well as they get to hear ours.
Kenny Hill's wife, Jenny, says the program has gone above and beyond the call of duty.
If you need a job, they will find you a job. They will help you find a job. They will help you if you're financially struggling. They're always sending us stuff saying, you know, here's a vacation. These people want to pay for you to go on vacation. Anything that they can do to show their gratefulness to the family, they're more than willing to do it. And Mr. Farnsworth has been awesome. He's been very, very good. He's always calls Kenny, stays in contact with Kenny, Kenny talks to him about once a week at least. And it's really good to know that someone cares that much.
It's reassuring to know that you're not the only one that's going through all this stuff. It's this one cat in there, and he got hit by an IED bomb, no, an RPG, and lost both his legs, and he's 28. You know, nothing could ever replace that. Being there in that room with the rest of us, it's more like being back in the military. You're around people who knows what you've been through, what you're going through.
Army Wounded Warrior Program, this is David. Whether I was working here and doing this job or not, I think that this program is an amazing thing. The Army put out a covenant there, a promise that it would take care of the soldiers and those families that are most severely affected by the global war on terrorism. And I always feel rewarded each day when I do something as simple as call them and say, hey, how you doing? You know, or if I do something as time intensive as going back and looking at a promotion that should have been granted but wasn't, I feel rewarded in just about everything I do.
David Farnsworth has been an advocate with the Army Wounded Warrior Program since October 2008. He currently works with 57 soldiers and their families. To learn more about the Army Wounded Warrior Program, visit KUAR.org. For the FM 89 News Impact of War series, I'm Malcolm Glover.